You're listening to Irish Sports Talk.
Hello, Notre Dame fans. Welcome to Irish Sports Talk, episode 296. Here's another countdown to kickoff mini episode. Day number 58 is all about Elijah Taylor. Elijah is a sophomore from Cincinnati, Ohio, where he attended Moeller High School. He's 6'3", 285 pounds, and plays on the interior defensive line. He hasn't played any football for Notre Dame yet, so we're going to go through his recruiting, and then we'll give our projections for this fall and the future for Elijah. So, Randall, go ahead and get us started with his recruitment.
Elijah Taylor was a four-star recruit coming to Notre Dame. He was listed as a defensive tackle, and on 24/7, he was the 20th-ranked defensive tackle. And in high school, he had his last 2 years, junior and senior year, he had some pretty good years. He actually had the exact same amount of total tackles, was 68. His junior year, he had 68 tackles, 6 sacks, and 1 fumble recovery, and they actually won the state title that year. And then his senior year, he had 68 tackles again, 8 tackles for loss, and 12 sacks. So he basically doubled his sack numbers and had quite a few more tackles for loss. And he actually had, in the playoff game, they did not win title that year, but in the one playoff game, he had a season-high 15 tackles in the one game.
Wow.
So doing pretty good for defensive tackle, but I don't want to see I would have compared with the opposing team as far as size. He could probably push around the guys however he wanted to and get to the quarterback. But, yeah, very impressive numbers. He is actually from the same high school as former Notre Dame coach Gary Faust that coached in the 80s. And I don't remember when Bob Crable played for Notre Dame, but he was an All-American linebacker. And he was also from the same school as Elijah Taylor.
Okay, I didn't know that.
So.
All right, so Elijah didn't play last year. He was on the scout team. He will be needed this year, at least to some degree, to give some breathing time for whoever ends up being the starter at defensive tackle. I don't know if he's going to be able to come on there for more than that. I don't know if he's going to be included in any sub-packages, getting some special notices there. I guess he has a lot of opportunity this fall, and he's a strong guy. Sheldon Day just made the comment at the Fiesta Bowl that he's probably the best bull rusher from the freshmen that were with him, the redshirt freshmen last year. And so he definitely is a strong guy. He's got a lot of power. But I guess it depends if he's able to turn that into playing time and productivity on the field.
Yeah, and I hadn't remembered that he was actually a four-star recruit when he came to Notre Dame. But definitely one of those guys that can hopefully get, you know, a little bit of playing time. We talked about the commitment of one of Notre Dame's newest commitments, defensive tackle, you know, how he's needed because they didn't take one last year. And I believe they took 4 the year that Taylor came in. But those guys need to get some snaps because there won't be a lot of playing time among the defensive tackles after this year when Deron Jones leaves and Daniel Cage would be the one guy that would still be there.
All right. But I am optimistic. I think physically he's athletic, he's physical. I do hope that he can make an impact this fall and at least to some degree get into a decent rotation. So if you want to follow Elijah on Twitter, his username is, I'm not sure how you pronounce it even, EASYE_58. So you can give him a follow there. And is he on Instagram?
No, I don't think so. If you do look up Elijah Taylor on Instagram, there's a picture of some scrawny kid in the profile picture, so I'm pretty sure it's not him. So it's a different Elijah Taylor.
All right, that's all we've got. Check back again for another episode. Next one will be about Trevor Ruhland. Thank you for listening, and go Irish.
Go Irish.